Merry Christmas. It is a Big Head Mode's Christmas Game of the Year extravaganza. Everything tonight is Christmas themed. We've got Barty and Carlo, they're Christmas themed. We've got games, they're Christmas themed. Christmas, that's Christmas themed.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Rudolph.
We're going to be talking about our favorite games of 2015, as well as our favorite multiplayer, best games to play a little bit every day, and best bloody game.
That's
all coming up on 2RRR's one and only gaming show.
Christmas.
Christmas. No, that's not the name, buddy. It's Big Head Mode. Welcome to Big Head Mode for one final time this year. Because I believe, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but final show of the year.
Yeah. Much like three wise men, we followed a star through the desert.
That's it.
To get to this studio.
And he was like, guys, just leave me alone. I'm not that famous. I was on one episode of All Saints. Please.
Good, real good episode though. Like real.
What's your good? I mean, he's a star to us. He's a star to us. I'm Ben O'Brien, joined by Barty McKinnon, Carlo Ritchie. Guys,
hello.
I just want to start off by saying, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
It's our Christmas show.
traditional Christmas music
always brings a tear to my eye.
It really does. You know, I mean, we've all had a great Christmas so far. Clearly, all were given the presents we wanted.
I got all the gifts that I had asked for from Santa.
I got a really cool bicycle helmet.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Hey, I gave a really good bicycle helmet.
I lost a bicycle helmet.
Everyone wins.
Merry Christmas.
What was that?
I don't know that was Dracula popped in.
Can we talk about how ill Rudolph must be?
You mean ill as in, like, sick? Like, fully
sick?
No,
just
he's
like...
an alcoholic.
As in, like, he... Well, he's got a red nose. What's going on there?
Yeah, blood vessels.
Oh,
it's a real problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's real ill. And I feel like the spirit of Christmas is sort of lost.
He's got a job to do, all right? And he's getting to see it through to the bloody...
He's a rad deer. He's a rad deer.
Okay.
He's a rad deer.
All right, that's...
Yeah, in the Fallout universe, there's a lot of radiated beasts. And I think we found one in the Christmas tradition. Which came first, guys? Fallout or Christmas?
That's a good question. Look, many people don't know.
Nuclear Fallout came much a long time after
Christmas. Right.
I mean, what do you guys like to play around holiday season? You know, do you have particular games that you?
Lots of them. Just
so many.
Lots of games.
So many. No, I don't know. No. Not really. Around Christmas, I actually don't play that many games.
Really?
Yeah, usually not, because I'm usually not. Like, I'm usually... Yeah, I don't.
I kind of... That's when I play... That's when I think I'm my most nostalgic for games. It's when I kind of dip back into, like,
your
Banjo-Kazooies and your old Mario games. And Wii U, which isn't nostalgic, but I guess because it feels like a really old, outdated console.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Boom. So, Wii U.
Christmas is a time...
Joke of the year.
Of giving.
Of giving and...
Sharing.
Well, there's a lot of things I want to give Nintendo.
Being kind.
A high five?
If you can be nice to Nintendo for one day of the year, today
one
is the day.
One day of your bloody life, Ben. Yeah. Nah, not happening.
Yeah, but I
You're a Christmas Grinch.
I end up playing a lot of strategy games around Christmas time.
You mean just around Christmas time?
Just like, it's all in the summer. It just seems to be strategy time for me.
Can I ask how your that thing is going, that game that...
Neptune's Pride?
Yeah, that's the one.
Last week... We came to a 5-way draw.
Did it actually
that's
happen?
So disappointing.
I negotiate. It's hugely. No, it's hugely. I feel it's a huge success. I negotiated a 5-way ceasefire and then a 5-way alliance and like truce.
So it's 100. It's all wrapped up.
It's all wrapped up. Yeah.
That's so boring.
Is it wrapped up? Or
I'm disappointed in everyone involved in that game.
Peace is so much. I feel so much better having won this game through peace than through winning it.
Did
through
anyone
you'll
win?
Never, you'll never make peace marketable to like gaming crowd. Hey guys, you know what's cool? Peace. Hey, you can put those weapons down and not do anything.
That's how he plays Fallout.
Yeah, it was It was very satisfying.
I picture Carlo just walking through his Fallout wasteland, and it's just like thousands and thousands of pacified people just standing there.
You see him
doing
as a
anything.
God. He's just like, he's just roaming through everyone, and people bowing at his feet.
Yes. It's a pretty good life, guys. And then I just incite them to attack.
Sorry?
Yeah.
It is sort of weird that you can pacify two people in that game and incite them to attack each other still. Like you pacify like everyone, but then you just incite one person and he still will just kill whoever's near him. And it's like, wow, these guys are way too impressionable.
Yeah. Guys, calm down. It's all good. I'm not that great.
It just shows the bandits really need a lot more, guidance in life.
And I provide that guidance.
Is in the form of Call of Duty.
Boom, bang, bam, boom.
Speaking of strategy games, we just found out last week that Banner Saga is coming to consoles.
Yep.
You're a big fan of that game. You've always been raving about those bloody games.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. I'm very excited about this because there are a lot of achievements that I could never get on the PC game, which I'm really gunning for this time. One of them is, I can't remember her name, but one of the main characters, if you can get through the whole game without her never killing another human, you get an achievement. And another one is if you can get through it with this other guy called Sven, I think, or Ivar.
Is there a way to
never dying? There are so many things designed to kill him.
That's great. Is there any way to insert a 5-way draw in that game? Is that possible? Can we do that? Is there an achievement for that?
Yes, there is.
The achievement is just loser.
That game looks like the closest I'm going to get to Vikings. The game.
And there's a second one announced. It got announced this year at E3.
Yeah, and I can only assume or hope now that that this announcement means that that'll come out on console as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird if they work to release one on consoles, but not, you know.
But what's really great about it as well is this is done entirely on the Banner Saga 1 and 2 on PC have been done entirely on the original Kickstarter. They didn't do a second crowdsourcing or anything.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Mm.
That is good. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
And I think people who backed the original Kickstarter get Banner Saga 2.
Hey.
I think, but I could be very wrong.
Yeah, no, that's...
Well, you heard it from us, folks. Yeah. That may or may not be a thing that is going to happen.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, reindeer.
What about you, buddy? What have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Siege with you.
Favorite character? Go.
I really like the sniper dude, Gugulag.
That is not a name.
His name is Gulag.
His name isn't Google.
Glaug?
Gugulag.
Gluglug. No, the sniper dude.
Yeah.
I like him. Even though he's not really relevant in that game, considering there's not really many sniping options. But you can customize his weapon to be good at close quarters. I like him and the fuse guy that puts the...
Fuse is really cool.
Puts
I
the
love
grenades
fuse.
through the walls. But we've been playing a lot of... Well, we've started to play Far Cry 4.
Oh, we start... Yeah.
Which
very
is an old...
Briefly.
Which is an old... Yes, it didn't work for us.
Yeah, but going through a spate of old
co-op
games. And so, new. We're playing Call of Duty Black Ops 3
yep.
as well.
And so that's pretty much it.
Every time... it's been really hard to play this game with Bardi or Carlo because he doesn't appreciate it every time the character Starbuck shows up. Doesn't appreciate it.
I think she's...
She's
relevant. She's relevant.
What's Starbuck in?
It's got Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica in it.
Playing Starbuck?
She's playing another character.
She's basically Starbuck.
Yeah. And she's just
she's a tough, bad attitude, military.
And she's just as relevant as she was back in when they did the show that you're talking about.
You got Battlestar Galactica, mate.
Battlestar Galactica.
Here, Merry Christmas, Bardia. Go watch Battlestar Galactica.
Here's the Blu-rays.
No. Oh, wow, you actually brought them. You're really well prepared.
Merry Christmas.
Reindeer.
Rad deer.
Shut up.
That was what he said.
Shut up.
Okay. What are you thinking of COD so far?
It's not great. Look, it's enjoyable, mindless fun. But the thing I liked about the other Call of Duty games is that I feel like it's lacking something awesome that the other ones had. I don't know what that thing is.
Wait, have any of them had anything awesome?
I really like the campaign for Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2. And Black Ops. They're the only three that I played. But, I bought those games for the single player.
There hasn't been, a lot of crazy action-y moments yet.
No, it's just
been very, like...
It's very run-of-the-mill.
Set piece-based.
But it's been fun. I've been enjoying it.
There isn't that level where it's like, okay, now climb this ice wall.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Remember in Modern Warfare 2, it was like that mission in the ice. You had to climb the side of the thing and then go into the airfall and blow it up. And it was just like, oh, I'm doing these. This is cool.
You're so easily impressed.
Well, I mean, I was, because I could sit down for 5-4 hours or however long that campaign took and just switch off and just go, like, be an action movie.
I mean, I could point out that in all of those games, like, you're not actually, you're, like, mashing one button while your character does everything.
Yeah, but I'm mashing the hell out of that button.
Whereas in Black Ops 3, like, instead, the game gives you, like, a multitude of gameplay options and lets you do it yourself.
Yeah, I know, but I can't be trusted with those things. I can't even live my own life.
It's true. You can't. But he, for some reason, has 4 kids.
It's real healthy. I think that's probably a sign that I can't live my own life, probably.
Maybe. But look, guys, it's Christmas. Let's stop talking. Let's get with the Christmas cheer.
That's
this
better.
Is Mario, Mario, Mario.
Yeah.
A little bit of Zelda at the end. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. That was Mario, 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 and Outset Island from Wind Waker.
Great mashup.
Great mashup. Mm. Great bloody mashup.
Such a good soundtrack, Wind Waker.
It really was. Soundtrack of the year, 2015.
Really?
No, it wasn't. In my mind, it was. let's talk Game of the Year stuff, guys. First category, Best Game with Mates Game.
Best Game with Mates Game.
So we're looking at multiplayer games, all right? Do you guys want to start? What were some of the great multiplayer games for you this year?
I really loved a lot of the stuff that came out for GTA 5 this year. Mm. The Heists DLC. Was that this year? It was this year, right?
No, that was last...
Heists? No.
No, that was
no?
last...
That was
this... you immediately changed.
No to you. Heists were this year.
They were this year?
I'm 94% sure they were.
It feels like this year, because I haven't played them that much. But maybe they... Anyway... But I played a lot of GTA 5 this year, like an extraordinary amount of GTA 5, and it was wonderful, wonderful fun. But for me, I think my best game to play with mates game is Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be.
It was just, oh, what an extraordinary experience. Mm. Nothing really beats getting up in an X-Wing, getting that randomly generated radio chatter that sort of is accurate to the number of fighters in the air. I couldn't get over it. Mm. So good. So good.
I feel like for me, it's been... Because I was away for like the middle part of the year, and then before then, we played a lot of GTA 5. So I played GTA 5 a lot at the start of the
year. I feel like
year.
We can't
because it didn't come out this year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, my like thing of multiplayer games this year has been sort of limited until the last few months.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think it might have to be Rainbow Six. I really like that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is a good... A lot of people are saying that Rainbow Six, because it is so different from, like, you know,
your run-of-the-mill.
Just because every year there's always a Call of Duty and whatever.
And also because I haven't really played that many games that came out this year online. Like, I'd never got Battlefront. Sorry.
No.
Hey.
The palpable disappointment. Yeah. It really is a Christmas show.
Merry Christmas.
You'd really like it, buddy.
It's gotta be Rainbow Six.
We could use you out there.
Could you?
Yeah.
And Battlefront. I still just like I'm still really on the fence about Battlefront.
Yeah.
I have fun with it, but I just feel like there isn't I don't know, it doesn't have enough of the things that that multiplayer games generally need to have to keep me interested. Mm. Like I don't feel like there's enough reward for your character in terms of customizing stuff or gameplay stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was a game that really needed deep classes or something. Like, that's the kind of thing you need for gameplay variety, but also just to kind of keep feeling like the time you're putting in is contributing to something that you get a reward from.
It does need a class system. It does need, you know, someone who's a heavy and someone who's a sniper. It does need something like that, because then it would actually make teams... worthwhile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it would force people to actually play roles.
Yeah.
Or think more about what they're doing, I guess.
But I do really like the, you know, the card system is pretty cool, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
I just really wish there was a class that had heaps of orbital bombardments, because they are the coolest thing in the game. I just love when you know, it doesn't matter which map, if there's this orbital bombardment comes in, everybody hits the deck. It's so cool.
I just think they misjudged that game, because the best thing about it is Walker Assault.
Mm.
And only 4 maps
for
Walker Assault. Like, there's a variety of maps for other game modes, but I just feel like they should have realized that Walker Assault was the thing. You know, I feel like if they did a sequel to this game, it would have at least twice as much.
There aren't many maps in that game anyway, are there?
I think they'll probably release more as it goes on.
Yeah, but I just feel like it shouldn't be DLC, you know? I feel like it needed more oomph from the beginning. Like, I don't like feeling like to get the value out of it. I'm probably going to end up getting all the DLC just to get that value out of that game, but I sort of feel like I shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
You know?
So maybe it'll be free.
What was your pick?
Actually, Destiny. Destiny Taken King.
Can't give it to...
Yeah, because it was a full re-release.
I guess.
Yeah.
And that basically was the game that Destiny should have been first year.
It wasn't though. So.
No, but it's a game there. It's a game they released this year. You know, they got there eventually. But also, like, for an MMO, like, no MMO is 100%. I mean, you know, compare any MMO that has longevity with, like, you know, day one vanilla version to later, and everything changes. I mean, even like the one you mentioned before that isn't technically an MMO, but. I mean, GTA Online, when that first came out, had virtually nothing. And you compare it now, and like you can't play for 10 minutes without something amazing happening in open world. And,
tell you what.
I mean, we were playing it the other night, Carlo. You haven't seen the super yacht yet. Mm. They are incredible.
You saw a super yacht?
Yeah, because someone had a super yacht in our game, and it launched a mission that we could try and take over the top deck of their super yacht.
Oh, that's right.
Simon and I were like, oh, let's take over the super yacht. We got some choppers. We had an attack chopper. We're like, this is great. And they had, like, it was fully defended by 5 bodyguards that had rocket launchers and
I should have got my seaplane.
No, they would have blown it out of the air immediately.
Not the way I fly. Not his seaplane.
We couldn't even get anywhere near it. They just had it locked down.
Flown really low. Just below, they would have just...
Below the radar and scared the crap out of them.
Yeah, they would have been surprised.
Yeah, and you would have been like, Merry Christmas!
This is why people are going to have to start getting submarines now. There's a reason to have a submarine now.
That's true, actually. I did
bore a hole in the bottom of the ship and break in that way.
The only successful time I got onto the super yacht was when I just swam underwater the whole way.
Was it worth it?
No, because then I got on the boat and they immediately killed me. Yeah,
we should get a super yacht and then a gang. We should get a gang.
We added it up, so I didn't realize that they're moving apartments. It's not a vehicle; it's actually an apartment. You live on your super yacht. It's fully staffed, so you have a captain, and there's 10 various locations around the map. You can direct your captain to dock the ship.
How much is it?
And it sails there or it fast travels there?
I think it's fast travels there. Or next time it might sail there. That'd be cool. How much is it? That's a good question, Badia. So I went through the whole thing the other night. It's fully customizable.
Yeah.
So if you go to buy it sort of goes, what interior do you want? Exterior.
Oh, that's cool.
What color? You can name it. You can give it whatever name you want, and then it'll be cursively written on the front of the
Pegasus.
Boat.
I can't say mine on air.
But you go through all that, and basically whatever kind of paint job you use, whatever style you use, changes the price. So I kind of went, honestly, for all the stuff I wanted.
Yeah.
It was $9 million something dollars in game.
How much do you have?
Not that much. Also, $9 million, if we wanted to just use real world money to buy in game money, that would cost $150.
No way.
Yeah,
but if we split it all amongst friends.
Yeah, what do we can't we pull money together?
Yeah, 30 bucks each.
Not in game. No, in real life.
I'm talking in game money. Like you get a couple mil, you get a couple mil, find a couple mil, we'll rob a couple banks.
We need to just set some time aside in the summer holidays and play heist after heist after heist.
No. Until we can all afford a yacht.
I'm pretty sure you get $12 million the first time you finish all the heists.
Guys,
why are we doing the heist? But if you do the heists on the hardest difficulty without dying, and you play them in order, you get bonuses.
Yeah, we'll do that, and then not...
That feels like a lot of work, and I just want a super yacht, guys.
Sometimes
getting was not worth...
Worth doing for me once, shame on the yacht, and then for me twice, let's heist.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So look, let's do a recap on those. So Rainbow Six Siege, your best game with mates.
Yes.
Carlo, you're going to Battlefront. I'm going with Destiny the Taken King, which we should all also play as well, because those bloody raids.
Yeah, they're also... Oh, we'll do the raids. They've also said that Liam Neeson's going to make a film of it next year.
Yeah, you know, that is the final time that Carlo is making that joke for the year.
Oh, have I made it before?
You have. Twice.
Merry Christmas.
I only just got it.
Now pass the eggnog.
All right. Let's go to a song. This one was requested by Mr. Carlo Ritchie.
Yeah!
I like that. From Jet Set Radio Future.
Yeah!
Here we go!
We're Whoa, back. Time we for round two.
Merry Christmas.
Reindeer.
All right, guys. Category two. Best game to play a little bit every day. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this is, I mean, we did some Game of the Year stuff on our live stage show, bonus stage.
Mm-hmm.
This is the category I feel that people always find a little bit difficult to interpret.
Why is that?
But it's exactly what it sounds like. What is the best game to play just in a little bit? Every day, you know, maybe not huge doses, but just little bit. I'm going to kick it off, right? I'm going to say, and I think this game, even though the first episode came out last year, I'm going to say Telltale Games, Tales from the Borderlands.
Really?
Yeah.
Because every time I play those games, I do the whole like episode in one go.
Now, see, I like waiting till they all come out.
Yeah.
But then I like playing them in chunks.
Yeah, right.
You know, I find it like it's like a book or a good TV show. You kind of dip in to the story, and I find with Telltale Games particularly, Game of Thrones I have to play in tiny chunks because that game is so harrowing, you know. But I mean, if I could give the award to just Telltale in general, because they had a lot of games out this year.
They did.
Yeah, it was a big year for Telltale.
And they've got more in the way.
More in the pipeline.
Too many.
Look at bloody Batman games coming out the wazoo.
Do they?
Yeah, they're doing a Batman game.
Oh, that's right. They're doing a Batman game, they're doing a Marvel game, they're doing a blah blah game.
Yeah, oh, sorry, what?
The blah blah game.
Yeah, good on
It's going to be great, like, seeing Batman fight the Hulk.
Yeah, it's going to be so
good.
Yeah.
So I think that is it for me. I want to give an honourable mention to Life is Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've only just started playing that in the last couple of months, and it is...
That wasn't...
I mean, the last month.
Was that this year?
Yeah, final episode came out this
year. Okay.
And so that's good... It's really good, and I feel like if I'd finished it, it might
be,
because it's a deeper game.
So you haven't played that final episode that came out this year?
No, well most of it came out this year.
Yeah, mate. Right.
Have you played any episodes of it?
No.
That's all the point, though, Ben.
I thought if I'd known that it was up as a category game for this year...
I would have said it.
I might have bloody played it.
Carla, what do you got?
Yeah.
Look, I think... There's a lot of games that I've just dipped into. It really, when you get a big game like Fallout or The Witcher 3, they're a game that you end up just dipping in for a little bit, playing a few hours every time you get a chance. But I'm going to have to say, for me, it was definitely The Witcher 3, because I was just sort of, I would duck in for an hour and just play a game of Gwent and then duck out. And... That was it. That was it for me.
I love it. You know what? I would almost be willing to let Carlo nominate just Gwent as
Can
a
we?
Separate
Can
game.
We have that? Can we have that?
I think as
I'm okay with it.
We made up the rules for this. Sure.
I'm going to nominate Gwent.
Great choice.
That's fantastic.
It's a great game. I've collected all the cards now. I got that achievement.
Have you got really?
Yep.
That's it. Look. We make fun of you about Gwent a lot.
How many people did you
talk
to?
But that's a really good achievement.
Wait, what
that is a difficult achievement.
That involved you going to all the merchants.
That involves
in all the land.
Remembering every merchant that he'd been to.
Yeah, and some towns have like four merchants.
And also it's random. Like, not every card is assigned to the same person.
You're
like,
a lunatic.
Cards are assigned to the right to merchants. Cards are assigned to merchants.
But the
cards that you have to play for are random.
Yeah.
Yep, that's incredible.
So I played everyone in the game.
Have you got the DLC
There's
yet?
More. There's less cards than there are merchants in the game, and eventually you stop getting cards, and so that's when you know you've got all the cards from all the games that you can play.
So then you're gonna win them.
So you have to win them from special characters, and once you've done all those quests, then it's just up to which merchants you've bought them from.
Do you have the DLC?
And the ones that I had missed were in a town way back at the start, and I ended up just going to all the different merchants that I remembered sold Gwent cards. I went to this one merchant in the town where there's like a lover, like a girl that went missing or something, and you have to do a Witcher contract there. Anyway, so I did it there. The town where the Kyra Metz lives near.
That's where
I ended up having one merchant that I hadn't bought any cards from. And the one that really stumped me was, you know how you do those hostage rescue missions?
Yeah.
One of the hostages that I rescued became a merchant in a town that I'd already cleared.
Ah.
So I ended up just going back through towns. that I'd been through. And I found a merchant.
That's tricky, yeah. And you don't realize that until you go to a town and the guy's like, oh, it's my savior.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what?
What if you didn't save him? What if you didn't save him? You can't get that achievement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, you haven't done the DLC yet either, have you, Colin?
Surely haven't.
Because
there's new Gwent cards, aren't there?
There's new Gwent
cards. There's a cow and a bear.
And there is one mission where if you fail a Gwent game, you just, it's the only chance you have to get that Gwent card.
It's just like the Gwent high stakes Gwent games. Do you play the high stake Gwent games?
Colin,
no,
you,
I didn't.
When you play Gwent, every game's high stake.
that's my rule for Gwent.
Play none of you got a good Northern Realms deck. I mean, my Northern Realms deck is unbeatable.
So are there cards that you can miss in high stakes Gwent?
You can, if you lose any round of high stakes Gwent, you're out.
So what, did you just do a hard save and have to keep
just
retrying?
Bloody killed it. Is what I did with Northern Realms.
What, you didn't lose a single game?
Bing, bang, boom. Won it.
Is that a lie?
Are there only three games?
There's four? Five games? Five games.
So it's bing, 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 bang,
boom.
Is that how it went down?
Yeah.
I'm real proud of you, man.
Yeah, well, congratulations. That is an achievement. I feel like, I hopefully feel like that's sort of the end to the Carlo Gwent story arc of this year.
Oh, no,
there'll be many more adventures.
yeah. Now he has a real deck as well.
Oh, God.
For me, it's got to be something like, it is a ridiculous category that we have come up with.
But it also applies to so many games.
It does. And for me, I think it's got to be, I know it's a recent game, but Fallout 4, because I also see myself over the next year coming back to it and doing it in little chunks.
Little wee chunks.
Because I'll log in and I'll look at my quest list and be like, all right, what am I doing today? What have I got on the old agenda?
That said, though, I find that one of the faults of Fallout, when you compare it to the Elder Scrolls games, is that Fallout is a very bland world to look at. You know, you can get some pretty amazing things, like cool-looking buildings, but it's like, because it is a wasteland, it doesn't have that kind of same explorative appeal as, say, the Elder Scrolls games, where you're climbing snow-capped mountains. And,
but
I mean,
there are more things, like, environmentally in the world that create a story, that more so than Elder Scrolls did. So I've only just started, like, not fast traveling. Like, I've now just started walking everywhere. So, I'll log in, I'll say, all right, I'll do these two quests, because they've been on my backlog for a while, I'll get those done, and then I'll turn it off. But, like, I'll walk to my quest and see, you know, find three other quests on the way, or see three other, like, distractions on the way, which isn't something that I ever did in Elder Scrolls. Really. I mean, it would happen, but I feel like it's more frequent in Fallout 4.
See, I feel like Elder Scrolls had a lot more actual quests, like actual missions. I mean, I got to a point where I finished the main quest line, and I was like, okay, well, I'll keep doing my other side quests, and I just didn't have any. And I didn't feel like I'd sort of exhausted... But yeah, I just didn't have any.
One
part of that, I think, is because you get to a point in the main story where things start cancelling out other
factions in Fallout. Yeah.
And that, I feel like that definitely, because in a Skyrim type game, like, you'd be able to do all of those.
Yeah. Well, no, you couldn't. You couldn't in Skyrim. You couldn't choose the who were the two factions? Stormcloaks and the. You had to pick one of them.
Yeah, but they were based. That was the only real variation. You could also you could still be in a, you know, you could be in the Thieves Guild, which had a no killing tenant at the same time as you were in the
Dark Brotherhood,
which had an only killing tenant.
But
I know there were only real rules.
I do agree with you in that there are times in Fallout where I'm like, I've got a couple of quests I got to do, but I don't have any more on the horizon, and I don't know if I'm gonna find. I haven't found one in a while.
Yeah.
Like I have been noticing that a little bit.
It's sort of less. I guess it's the nature of the apocalypse. I mean, first of all, there's less people around, so you're not just wandering from town to town where there's like loads of survivors.
Mm.
But also, I guess because it is more scattered, it is more about like what are you going to find out there. Whereas, like a game like Skyrim starts with you having a map and knowing where all of the major towns are and their signposts, and it feels like, you know, there's more of a functioning society.
Yeah, and so much of Boston in Fallout is that city area. Like, the city part of Boston. There's so much that happens in that city area.
Yeah.
But it's quite a small, dense area.
And it's very spontaneous.
It's weird.
In my playthrough I was playing last night, it's a new character, and I picked up all the Silver Shroud stuff before I got that quest. So I was like, I'm going to run straight to Good Neighbor. I kind of vaguely remember where it is, but I hadn't been there yet. So I just kind of, I ran roughly the direction I thought. On the way, like, encountered about 7 super mutants, and I was like, don't have time to fight, I'm still really low level, kept running.
Yeah.
Finally found the entrance, got to Good Neighbor, met Hancock, did all that stuff, it was kind of, you know, like in the shops, and all of a sudden there's this huge commotion, and all the super mutants had just followed me into Good Neighbor.
Whoa.
And so I turn around, and there are 8 super mutants in that entrance of Good Neighbor, and everyone just runs and starts, like, taking him out, and then they get annihilated instantly.
The super mutants?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
And I just sort of felt like, oh, that's never happened. That's sort of like, you know, it made it feel a little bit more...
Yeah.
You know, and it is because the city is so densely...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's always random skirmishes and stuff like that happening out there.
I just the other day found, like, a little... There was, like, a church, and they asked me to join the church.
The initiates?
Yeah.
I did that last night as well.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, we need to take all your stuff. I said, no, thank you, mate. That was it.
And then...
Oh, good.
And then they tried to kill you?
No. I have really high charisma, so...
See, I failed that charisma check, and it's like, oh, no, you're in too deep. And he tried to kill me. So I shot him, killed him, and had to fight through, like, 30 acolytes.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're just in robes. What are they going to do?
No, they're in slacks. Slacks and comfortable wear.
There's nothing that says scary like slacks.
Yeah. That is a good game, though, I think, to play in small doses.
Yeah. Mm.
The thing about Fallout... The weird thing I find about Fallout 4 is, compared to a Skyrim-type game... it is more densely packed. Like, I feel like there is a higher concentration of things closer together.
Mm.
But I feel less compelled to explore everything like I did in Skyrim. Skyrim, like, every new cave was like...
Yeah, and also, Carl and Elder, it is a wasteland, so it's barren and not nice to look at. So it's like, in Skyrim, you'll crest a hill and see, you know, a ravine with beautiful... Like, it just doesn't happen.
But also, I think you're probably like me, Barty, and you're skipping more of the house-building stuff.
I haven't done a single house-building thing.
Yeah, see, I feel like if I was more invested in that, like, every house I would look at as an opportunity to get rare...
Yeah.
Materials to build stuff.
We have friends that are, like you were saying, we have friends that are so into that house building, like the settlement building aspect of it. It's just like...
It's kind of strange that you have a house that you can buy in Fallout in Diamond City, and I bought it.
Oh, really?
And I don't know why I bought it. Like, there's no advantage to having that house.
No, you can build one for free.
Yeah.
Well-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually no advantage to buying that house. I thought it'd be good, like, in my character's mind, I built it and set it up for my son. And I was like, this will be nice, because I thought I was about to rescue him. But, yeah.
Oh, well. Shame. And look, my best game to play a little bit every day is Destiny Taken King.
Shut up.
All right, let's go to a song, because we're over time. This is Super Mario's Sleigh Ride, the OC remix. We'll be back after this to talk Best Bloody Game. You're at 2AA 88.5 FM. We're back in a jolly mood.
Merry Christmas.
Reindeer. All right, so it's time for the final category for our Game of the Year show.
Nah.
Best Bloody Game. And guys, I'm gonna take a wild stab here. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Shoot it at us.
If you think it's going to be otherwise, tell me and we'll frame the conversation.
Are we all going to have the same answer?
But I have a very strong feeling that this category is basically going to come down to two games for Best Game of the Year.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to come down to Fallout 4 or Witcher 3.
Interesting.
Do you think, does that seem accurate?
I don't know. Let's go over and find out.
So we all say it at the same time?
Yeah. Oh,
or
let's
we
do
think
that.
Our game of the year is?
Okay, let's go 1, 2, 3 and then say it.
Okay.
Okay, wait up. Hold it. Everybody ready?
Ready?
1, 2, 3 Witcher 3.
Witcher 3.
You did that on purpose, you jerk.
No, what's your game of the year, Carlo?
Gwent.
No, I was going to say...
it's not going to be funny. It's
no. I know we're trying to fill that void that is Tom not being here to nominate the Halo Master Chief Collection.
What a jerk.
No, it's Witcher 3.
It's Witcher 3.
Okay, well then screw Fallout. We don't need to talk about that at all.
But I did love the song Crawl Out Through the Fallout.
And I also really loved it as the best game of the year. So, I don't know where I'm coming from. Nah, just kidding. It's Witcher 3. I'm just joking.
It's the Witcher 3.
It is the Witcher 3.
Yeah.
I feel like they brought out Fallout 4... in such a rush because they were really desperately trying Witcher 3 had cemented itself as a best game.
I mean, the game Fallout 4 is fantastic. It's definitely my second pick.
Yeah.
It wasn't a second for me.
No.
What would be your second?
I don't know. I feel like there are other games I played this year that I enjoyed more. I can't think of any of the games that I played this year.
Yeah.
No,
Witcher 3 had everything, right? It was a wonderful story. It was the gameplay was spot on. Mm. The characters were spectacular.
Yeah.
The lore was like unparalleled. Like it was just
questing was great.
Questing was great.
It
was
an exceptionally well-written game. That
Polish voice acting was awesome.
Shut up.
It's an exceptionally well-written game that someone like me who's read all the books can get just as much out of that as someone who hasn't,
like me,
hasn't read the books or even played all of the previous games.
Like me.
Like it was so well constructed, the world, and the rules were like for a fantasy thing too, like the rules were simple and it was just easy to dip into and understand everything.
And yet the world was brutal and real. Like it was that's the thing that I loved about it, is that yes, it was a fantasy game, but everything that happened, everything you saw, everything you did was grounded in this reality that was just so, I don't want to say relatable because it's not, but like easy to palatable. You know what I mean? You can explore the lands. You can go through the woods and fight off these little hobgoblin things, and then come to a village and help try to help out with a domestic abuse situation or with the Baron quest, the bloody Baron quest,
which I still think, which I still think is maybe my favorite. Look, I mean, do you think enough time has passed for us to talk about the details of that quest without spoiling it? I mean, like, without it being a...
We'll just say, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
If you haven't done the Bloody Baron quest, for a second.
We should say right now, if you haven't played The Witcher 3...
Oh, yes.
I mean, you really
should.
You have
to play it.
Like, the fact that we all think it's a game of the year, you know, you go out there and get it.
Given that it's Christmas Day, maybe spend time with your family first.
But, like, where The Witcher...
then,
maybe you were lucky enough to get The Witcher 3 for Christmas.
Sure. In which case, stop listening, go play it. Love you guys. Witcher, the Bloody Baron quest, where basically you're walking an abusive husband through owning up to his mistakes and trying to become a better person.
Yeah.
Was so well constructed. And like the writing was on point.
Yeah.
Like there's one moment where Geralt just looks at him and just says, like, you
discuss
this mess up. Like, you do it. Like, it's just...
And it was so well, like, handled, I think, in terms of, I mean, it's a tough subject to broach, but I think it was really well handled.
Yeah, it was very delicately.
They showed him as, they made him empathetic enough that you understood him.
But you never sympathized.
But they never made him sympathetic. They handled enough that are like, look, this isn't just a cartoonish villain. This is this is a real character who got into this situation, but at the same time, here's all the...
Yeah,
it was like each new sort of branch of that quest just unearthed a new, like, deplorable
detail about
that guy.
It got horrific. Like, it got really, like, dark.
And the fantasy idea of the botchling, this, like, ugly creature as a physical manifestation of...
Guilt, I guess.
His guilt and all of his just, like, the horrible stuff he'd done in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then...
Little thing up the hill, like cradling in his arms all the way up the hill.
Symbolism.
Yeah.
It was full on.
Like, and that's just one quest of so many. I mean, that's one that sticks in my mind.
And there are so many great bittersweet quests like that. I mean, one of my favorite quests, apart from that, was, I think it was called Mice in the Tower or something. It was one of the Kira Mertz quests.
Mertz.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ghost dude?
It was the first time I played that quest, I brought the bones to him, and it made the ghost appear and killed him. And I was like, wow, that's a real downer ending. If you do it the other way around...
What?
If you don't bring the bones...
You take him to the island.
Yeah, you go tell him. He insists on going to the island. And he, knowing that she's like this awful, demented, like, spirit of revenge, he still, like, knowingly goes to her... And kisses her and, like, you know, forgives her and everything, or, like, you know, wants to be forgiven. So he basically goes to his own depth out of love.
Oh, I did it the other day.
And you're just kind of, like, there watching it.
Yeah.
And it's so, like...
Harrowing.
It's so harrowing. And it's one of those quests where it ends and Geralt doesn't say anything and doesn't need to. You just kind of walk out of that location with everything from that just happened still kind of, like, replaying in your head. Really, really great. In that game.
But there are some honourable mentions from some games that came out this year that I think were really worth mentioning. There was the Rare Replay that came out. Which had some really great old classic Rare games remastered, which was really fun to play. There was Majora's Mask HD.
Yep.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
February.
Yeah,
which was awesome, but I think it compromised some of the greatness of the original game by making it too easy.
Oh, really? I need to finish that. There was Metal Gear Solid 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
which I enjoyed a good three quarters.
Actually, you know, Bardia, I'm surprised that that wasn't a strong contender for
you. It would have been. It would have been if the ending didn't betray me in such a way. Like, it didn't end. And then it did. And then I'm still playing it. And I'm just repeating old mission. I've complained about this before.
You should take it up with Kojima, mate.
The end of that game was trash. And yeah. I know people will be like, oh, but you haven't actually finished it yet. I'm not going to finish it because it's shit.
No, but I mean, that was the biggest complaint a lot of people had with that game, that ending.
Yeah.
Also, it's a shame that Arkham Knight just sort of...
I didn't even play Arkham Knight.
Fell by the wayside.
I was away when it came out.
I mean, in past years, like an Arkham Batman game would be a shoo-in as a contender.
Yep. But my...
And it just doesn't rate for me.
My definite runner-up, I was thinking a little bit about it, like what was the game that for me was second... I'd have to say, now that it's been fully released, is Dungeon League.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Dungeon League.
Oh, yeah, great. Is that out now?
Yeah. Well, actually, no, it's still on early access, I think.
I thought it had been...
We should probably know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get it.
Yeah, it's available on Steam.
Yeah, it's out on Xbox soonish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Carl, you're also very good at it.
Not good enough to win the championships.
Oh, you'll get there, bud.
That's because, well, you know, we had some issues.
Yeah, so it's on early access. Tom. So it hasn't technically been released yet.
Early access counts.
But it's still a fun game. Like, so that just means, really, that it's only going to get better.
Mm. Yeah, it could be the game for 2016.
Yeah, so that, exactly. It could still be a strong contender. You know, another honorable mention, a game I haven't played, but I know a lot of people loved, was Rocket League. Yeah. And now that that's coming to Xbox One,
that's right. We've got to have a tournament with different people.
And Tomb Raider, I'm hearing good things about.
Tomb Raider was very good.
Was it good? Did you finish it?
Yeah, Tomb Raider was fantastic. Actually,
I don't know how you get time to do all these games, Ben.
Digital. Well, yeah, seriously,
I haven't even finished Fallout 4.
It's my bloody job, guys.
I haven't finished The Witcher.
You know. Yeah, but that's your own fault, and you're a horrible person.
Well, yeah, but
you just made it your game of the year, and you've played less of that than I reckon you have Fallout.
You think I've played? No, I've played so much. What you keep saying this, like I've never.
It's a big game,
and I've played a lot of it, champ.
Yeah, but I remember what you told me where you got up to. There's a lot more to go.
Where did I get up to? Because I don't even remember.
You hadn't got, and you got to Skellige?
I have, but I just hadn't gone there yet. I'd gotten up to that level ages ago. I was doing all the other missions on the other island.
It's derivative from the Gaelic word for island.
You have so much of that game.
Yeah,
right?
it's a big game, you have more than half of that game. No! Yeah, I've still played a lot of it. I've played over 50 hours, 60 hours of that game.
Yeah, big deal.
And Skellig Michael...
I played 1,000 hours.
That's just an island off the coast of Ireland. Island.
They filmed some scenes from Star Wars there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
the final scene.
And
don't...
I'm sorry.
Skelly, also, the first half of the word, skeleton, which is a bone creature.
Bone, actually, it's from the Latin word boni.
Yeah, okay, great. Look, that was our game of the year. Witcher 3, go out and get some. These are some messages we're going to play, then we're going to come back and say goodbye. Well, that's it for us for another year,
guys.
3 bloody years doing this show. And the rumors of our impending breakup.
Were there rumors of our impending?
There are true. We are disbanding Big Head Mode.
Oh, no. What?
But only for a week. Then we're back.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. As always, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, bigheadmode.com.au. Check out insert-coin.com. See some of the great sketches. There's a wonderful Christmas article up there called "The Tale of a Christmas Pac-Man."
Look, guys,
Stephen K. Smith.
Just keep having fun. Have a lot of good laughs. Have a lot of games. Have a lot of games with mates. And we'll see you in 2016.
Cannot wait.
This is a victory by Captain Tsubasa. See you guys next year.
Merry Christmas. Reindeer.